Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Hello. Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hump Day. And we've got tickets for the weekend. The weekend, I'm so funny. Oh, I know what we were laughing about this morning. So first thing this morning.
Oh, don't tell
me. I'm peeking. It's funny.
Okay.
I'm peeking at the show rundown sheet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it's so funny how, I say to Maddie over the, we'll talk back. I'm like, it's so funny how the weekend, who spells his name without the third E in it, just weekend, K-N-D at the end. And it always autocorrects to the weekend with the E in there. Mm-hmm. Like it won't accept it. It keeps autocorrecting it. And Maddie goes, you know, I actually am a fan of the weekend, and I have a bunch of his songs that, you know, like in a regular rotation that I listen to. And I had no idea that he goes, I actually wrote it that way. Like I did not know that third E is not in.
I didn't know that either. You keep bringing it up and I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Oh, so you thought I just misspelled it today because I changed it from yesterday.
It doesn't matter. I'm not busy trying to, you know, fix your, you know, anything. Yeah.
I thought you knew because we always call him the weekend.
You always call him the weekend and I just go with the flow.
You're just going with the flow.
Yeah, oh. I don't.
Well, okay. So then, you know, so in case anyone's wondering, it's spelled the weekend. W-E-E-K-N-D.
And I should have known.
Should you know that?
I guess his music. I mean, Blinding Lights, I've been playing it nonstop since it came out. I love it.
You know the dance? You know how to do the TikTok dance for that?
It's true.
I have no idea.
I can confirm.
What?
They don't use the 30. I'm looking at them on...
Literally just right now confirming that. That's hilarious. That's so funny. He's been around for years. That's really funny.
I mean, I can listen to his music.
I see you're saying, so me saying the weekend, you think I'm just saying that guy's weekend and I'm ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
No, yeah. No, I none of it.
It's just so funny.
That's whatever, well, however you want
to
say it.
Here's yet another thing to laugh about today.
Someone wrote in today and said, I can't tell if, wait, is her name Bobby or is it Barbie with Sarah's Boston accent? Bobby.
Bobby. Because Bobby and Barbie are the same thing. Bobby. I've told you the story about this guy named Kyle that I thought his name was Cal the whole time, but his name was Carl.
No.
Kyle.
Tell me the story.
I just worked at a place. And
where'd you work?
I think it was WMYS in New Bedford.
Oh, and this was a radio part of your radio career.
He was a sales guy. And so the program director's like, oh, this is Kyle and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. I just thought his name was like Cal, I guess. Kyle.
C-A-L.
C-A-L. But his name was Carl.
Oh.
So it was just funny.
But the guys
but
in...
Because he's a Boston guy, he's a Cal.
No,
I'm Cal. Cal. My name's Cal. I'm like, oh.
So there are.
So Barbie, as Bobby, would be Bobby. We got to come up with another name. We have a Bobby right outside.
We don't need to tell anybody the name. Someone wrote in and said, I've already started a Facebook, an at Bobby Facebook page. You don't get to meet this new person ever, you listeners.
Yeah, we're not going to allow that. We're not.
Hopefully she'll still want the job after listening to this.
Listen,
today.
Bobby, if that is your real name.
We're not
going to
call her Bobby. What are you doing?
Terry? Carla.
Those are all names of traffic people, I feel like, that I've that are on.
Shayla.
Doesn't matter. What are you going to say?
Just so you know, when you leave, there's going to be a new one of that exact name. We're never going to say anyone left.
How about the trash?
Oh, how about I give away these tickets?
How about you do the ticket giveaway? It's 5 minutes late.
Hello, Sarah. God, what's wrong with you today? I don't know. The weekend. We have your tickets to the weekend on the After Hours Till Dawn tour. We get to stop July 8th at Levi Stadium, and we'd love to send you, courtesy of Live Nation. Here's how you get in on it. Text the word GOOD, G-O-O-D, Good is this hour's code word. You text that to our contest line, 20357. Good to the contest line, 20357. And you could be checking out the weekend this summer. This hour's code word is good. It's good. The Fire Aid benefit concert.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it. You have to support me as I get older and things start to really fall apart. I'm going to need you to be a supportive satellite, Vincent.
I thought that was a funny joke. I'm supporting you. I laugh.
Thank you. Oh, great.
What
good.
Is the Phew. Problem?
Phew!
I got it. I don't know if anybody else knows that song from the 90s, yeah. Good by, you know, Better Than Ezra, but...
Oh, go look at you.
I work in radio.
Agreed. I've noticed. The Fire Aid benefit raised a bunch of money. This was last Thursday, and they threw it together fast, really fast, and massive star power in two different gigantic stadiums, side by side, rocking the F out the whole time, and then broadcast over like 23 different streaming services. And they are saying that the number is over $100 million raised and climbing. The Fire Aid benefit concerts last Thursday are estimated to have raised over $100 million to support recovery efforts in Los Angeles. Donations, ticket sales, sponsorship, and merchandise sales.
I'm glad to hear it because, you know, it's not even summer yet.
Right.
It's winter.
It should be. This is not fire season.
We would like it to not happen at all, but if it's going to happen, it's usually late summer when this stuff happens.
Right.
When that's when we see the
rain.
Santa Ana winds that came very
late.
Late. Very late. Like, shouldn't have seen them at all.
Like, they should have skipped a year.
And we ended up with what we've got, which is, I don't know how many. Like, I've not even seen a total number of displaced people. Like,
well, and it's not out. They still haven't gotten the kind of rain we've gotten. Did it rain yesterday?
They are getting rain now, I believe.
Phew. Oh, yeah. They got a lot of rain.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So is it, that's it then?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say that. That's the problem. I wouldn't say that because we're just in the first month of the year. We still have fire season ahead at the end of summer. So,
well, we have it every year, don't we?
The money being raised is very important and will go to help. Right now, like, I hate keep bringing up this story, but that lady, that female comedian that I met, her name's Gina Yashere. She ended up coming in here for, I don't even know who booked her.
Yeah, she was playing at a local comedy club, Punchline or something. But then she went on to be the star of Bob Hart's Abishola.
And has since been cast in, I think, a Star Trek. But
awesome.
She, watching her and meeting her in here, we kind of hit it off. And I've kept in touch with her like a little bit. On Facebook, mostly just to like her stuff.
Sure,
and,
right.
But that's a lady who was a touring comedian, had some money.
Yeah.
Gets a full-on primetime TV show.
Sitcom.
And watched her go, here's my new house. Here's my new car. These are the dreams are coming true in real time. And I was there for it all, like rooting
right.
for her.
Yeah.
Like that is... Yes, that is awesome. Her house burned down. It's ash. She posted a photo of all of my dreams came true.
God, it's so sad.
And this is what it looks like now. And it was ash.
Oh,
she lived.
Physically painful. Yes.
And her girlfriend
and
lived
the
and the dogs
thing.
That they keep lived. And I'm glad to see that. I hope they have insurance. And
I'm
I know
sure
she has another place to go. So she went to it. But man, that is it's rough. And that's not even that.
People,
she's a celebrity.
Right. Like,
there's other people who are just.
She has a place to turn.
Yep.
She's got some, you know, some savings.
Mm-hmm.
So the Palisades fire is 100% contained, but there's
still not completely
hot spots still or whatever. Yeah.
Going to have those even with rain.
Mm. I thought once it's 100% contained, it's not burning anything.
It's
new.
Not.
It's just burning out.
It's burning out. Yes.
So Fire Aid has raised, they say, over. That's and they're just like beginning the estimates on this. Over about $100 million, it streamed across 28 platforms for free. But people donated based on that. They were pointed to the places that they could make donations. Tons of performances, huge artists. I mean, Green Day, Stevie Wonder, Lady Gaga, Pink, Billie Eilish, No Doubt, Reformed. a surprise Nirvana reunion, and you can still find this. It's been saved. It's findable. You can watch it. And now there's also a 90-track benefit album that's dropping this Friday for only 24 hours. It's called Good Music to Lift Los Angeles. It's going to be available at bandcamp.com starting at noon Pacific for $20.25. This is not a live thing from the show. This is a completely separate 90-track benefit album. It has REM has a song on there, Death Cab for Cutie, Tenacious D, Modest Mouse, Interpol, and many more. It's a mix of previously unreleased music, like new songs. Then there's covers, remixes, demos. It's called, one more time, Good Music to Lift Los Angeles, and it's at bandcamp.com starting at noon Pacific on Friday.
Let me read this real quick. Bless you. Bandcamp is an online music distribution platform founded in 2008 by Oddpost co-founder. I don't know that Oddpost either, but I didn't know Bandcamp.
My son is all over Bandcamp.
Ethan Diamond and programmers Sean Grundberger and Joe Holt and Neil Tucker, with an office and record store in Oakland, California.
Nice. Bandcamp.com.
Acquired by Epic Games in March of 2022, the company was sold to SongTrader in 2023.
Wow, it's changing hands a lot.
Yeah, but
my kid uses that. He finds other people to connect with on Bandcamp, and it's a place where, as a musician, you can sell your music, and I believe it's a more favorable rate than some of the places that
you can also sell gear.
You can set up it's your own little place for
merch
your band, right?
Your
merch.
Yeah. That's what I was going for. So yeah, okay. Well, I didn't know Bandcamp, so I needed to look it up.
It's just one of those things. I honestly, if it wasn't for my son, I would have never heard of it. But Bandcamp.com, which is a great name, Bandcamp.com. Starting at noon on Friday, there's a 90-track benefit album, but you will have to buy it. This is not a streamer, and it's only available for 24 hours. In fact, I'm going to hang on to this story. I'll mention this again because it's got a zillion people, and maybe I can get some more info on it too. So there's that. Next up is we have a new number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It's Travis Scott, 4x4, Die With a Smile, Lady Gaga, and Bruno Mars has dropped to number two. Bruno Mars is also in number three with
Apartment.
Is it Rosé?
It's Rosé. She's great. And that song is like, I'm telling you, the artists today are doing better than ever at the earworm. I can't get this out of my freaking head. It's in my head. When I get up to pee in the middle of the night, I start a song in my head and go, oh no, I'm not going back to sleep. Because Miley Cyrus is screaming a song at me now.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
All of those, you name it.
Yeah. The best. Yeah, that is one of the, I love that one. Let's see. Next up here is Sabrina Carpenter. Please, please, please. I've had that one stuck in my head before. It looks like there's some exciting country news about a Grammy winning pop singer named Sabrina Carpenter. She won a couple Grammys last weekend, and she is putting out a special deluxe version of Short and Sweet. That's her current album. And it's coming out next Friday. And Dolly Parton has recorded a new version of Sabrina's song, Please, Please, Please. So they're, I guess, duetting on it. It's a special new version.
That is, like, Dolly is beloved by all.
True that.
And just the other day when my wife ran the race here in the city, the Kaiser Half Marathon, she was running through the park and she said, I passed this spot where I got to see Dolly Parton perform. She performed in Golden Gate Park. Oh. And she said, the crowds were so big that there were people in the trees.
Oh my God.
Watching Dolly Parton do her thing. And I just, of course, Dolly.
Such a distinctive voice, too. Like, I can hear her voice
all
in my
head.
All
the people. Who's going to say a bad thing about Dolly? Nobody.
Have you ever heard anyone go, yeah, that chick, talentless? Yeah, like, there's just no, she's like nothing but goodness and light. I don't even like country music, and I'm like, yes, I love Dolly Parton.
I have friends that did a cross-country drive with their three kids, and I thought, well, you're crazy. Good luck with that. because I always remember our drives when I was a kid thinking, well,
you
the,
were a delight.
That leads to a spanking, but whatever. Anyway, they said when they were telling us their itinerary or their travel plans, Dollyland or Dollywood, whatever it is, they went and they spent an entire day at Dollywood.
So they're huge fans of Dolly?
I'm telling you, I think more people are fans of Dolly than you even realize.
Oh,
So Sabrina.
Couldn't even guess. Yeah.
Well done. You teamed up with the right partner that time.
In a social media post, Sabrina Carpenter said, Dolly wouldn't want me to swear, but holy ass. She didn't say ass, though. You know, you can figure it out. You're grown up. All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vin?
Does it suck?
Yes.
Oh, holy. Okay. Where was I? Things that we don't do anymore. They've disappeared from modern society and more after these.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Hope Day. Check us out on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about today. Very, very exciting.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 5K a Day. Woo! Alice and Odyssey have your chance to win 5K a day. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app now.
Amazing.
Log in. Yeah, log in and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry for a chance to be a winner of $5,000.
I'd love to.
Someone's going to win $5,000 every single day. I don't think I need to read that last part, do I?
Which part?
The part that says hotel stay at Park MGM and round trip airfare for you and a guest, courtesy of Live Nation.
That's not part of it.
Okay. No, that's a,
all right.
That's an error.
It was chilly this morning as I got to my car. My windshield was frozen.
Oh. When you get your new car, you set a timer for Monday through Friday.
You know what's funny?
Warm it right up for you.
That's exactly what Christina said. She goes, when you get that Ford Mustang Mach 5 or whatever it's called.
I never worry. It's always all warmed up. Everything's melted off my windshield.
She said, you'll be able to get that thing going from inside. And I was like, oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Just set a timer in there. And then you don't even have to think about it. You'll come out and it'll be running. Oh, it's so nice.
I can't wait.
Oh.
Anyway, cold morning. Mostly clear and sunny today with highs in the mid-50s. They say here that we're in a break from the storm action as another storm is on the way.
It's a storm stack.
With colder air in place, several feet of snow is expected to accumulate across the Sierra by Friday morning.
Oh, that's what we need.
Likely closing mountain passes, disrupting travel.
Leave today. Head up there now.
Well, or expect, you know, trouble. I remember
one
I was up, I think I was, we were at North Star and this was when Isla was like 3 or something, but we were up at North Star, the three of us, and we're there and someone recognized me in the lobby area of this place we were staying and they go, oh, Vinny. And I go, hey, you know, good to see you. Nice to, how's it going? And then they go, well, we did crash our car on the way up here. But other than that, and then we were like snowed in.
Oh.
It was one of those storms that like heavy storm. So we're snowed in.
Leaving.
They left during the storm, crashed their car.
I had to come back. Oh my God.
They made it. So it was one of those things where, you know, yes, it can be a real problem if you get feet of snow.
Yes. Many, many feet.
Mm-hmm. So be ready for that, Tahoe.
Watch out.
I like it.
The blizzard is part of the storm stack coming our way. Today, though, is so different from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly, you know, what a difference a day makes. It's gorgeous out the window. And yesterday it was like, oh no, it's going to be so hard driving home.
I remember being young and talking to my grandparents or even my parents and looking at old stuff of theirs, you know, black and white pictures of my mom and dad's wedding.
Oh, so cute.
Black and white.
Yeah, my moms are all black and white too.
What's wrong with you guys? Or are them talking about some show where I'm like, I wouldn't watch that. It's black and white. Get out of here. And now we're them. Yes. Now we have all the stuff that we're like, what do you mean they don't do that anymore? What do you mean you can't find that anymore? Times is a changing faster than ever.
We lived and died by payphones, children. What are those? You don't need to know. Don't worry about it.
I have a vivid memory of a situation I found myself. I used to do surf reports on the radio in San Diego. That was my come up or my foot in the door.
So this be
in
like 94, 95? What
this, no, this was like 92, 93.
All right. Like, so there you
even
are.
Even younger.
You head out.
I'm coming back with the, I've now checked the surf. I'm headed back. I got to do this report. My car breaks down right there and I'm on La Costa Boulevard, which is, at that time, it may have changed since, but that road is this one long road from the freeway to this little La Costa area. We went to La Costa.
Yeah, the resort. Sure, I remember.
Right there. And my car breaks down and I've got to make a phone call. But we don't have phones. Mm-mm.
No, there's no phone.
There's no phone in my pocket. No. There's no, I have to run in my flip-flops for a mile to get to this payphone. And I'm also trying to make it in radio. So I mean it.
Yeah.
I'm going
I'm
for
determined.
It.
I'm determined. I am not going to miss my spot.
I kick my flip-flops off. This is ridiculous. Oh, just run barefoot, man. You're not going to make it. And now
the
there's just.
The things we do for love.
There's just phones. There's just a phone in my pocket. There's a phone right here.
The only thing that matters now is, can I get reception?
Yeah. But I had to run for a payphone.
I,
well, to be
I
like,
feel you. What? I mean, that's, you know.
You okay? Yeah, I'm okay.
Like, life was just weird. Like, we take so many things for granted now. Like, you had to set a place to meet. Like, you weren't going to be able to check in with people or shoot them a quick text saying you were running late. You would say, meet you at noon at this place. Here's the handwritten directions with landmarks so you can make sure you make the right turns. Meet you there at 12 noon. If you got lost, you lost your piece of paper, you know, whatever happened, you're just not going to show. And it won't be until later when you can finally be in contact again.
These are some of the ways life has changed. Everyday life has changed forever for the younger generations. At the top is boredom. My kids do not understand why I lose the remote control of the TV or why they don't have full access to electronics. And I tell them they need to learn to be bored. I was raised on a farm, and the moments without electricity or when the TV wouldn't work because of the wind made me discover and try new things. All of my great ideas came when I was doing boring things at home.
Yeah, you had to use your imagination. No one has to use their imagination anymore. It's that part of childhood seems to be gone.
Physical movie rentals. Oh, this one's bad because I get my bill sent to me and we, you know, order, write your bill, right? Yeah.
Oh.
And you'd be like, oh, well, let's get that movie. Oh, let's get this movie. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, okay, yeah, you can get that. And we have a regular bill. It should be this much. And then it turns out it's $100 more.
Well, you bought 5 movies.
Moana 2 is now out, available for rent for $25.
Well, just give it a minute.
That's the point.
Yeah.
To rent it will be $25 added to your bill when that thing gets sent to you.
Which is more than you pay for the month subscription.
It's absurd.
And
but
yet,
it's how it is now.
Right. Well, it's like having to pay for all the movies you went to in a month all at once. Like if you spread it out and you went to the movies once a week, you know, and you bought popcorn and you got the movie tickets, you know, that is not cheap. But it's one you go and it's an event and now you've done that every Saturday for the whole month and it's like you're paying for all of it at once.
These are the things that the young kids won't ever experience. Live television programming. Yeah. The people who organize their activities around a TV show time because that's when you got to see that show.
Appointment listening.
I remember as an, this was even as in, I was probably, again, early in radio, 19, 18, 19, 20. I remember there were groups of people that would gather to watch Melrose Place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we would have a weekly party. We'd watch 90210 and then Melrose Place.
No one does that anymore because why would you?
I can watch it whenever I want.
It's on demand. And, you know,
we could still have a party, but now we got to coordinate everybody's schedule and figure out what's a good night.
Yeah. With the physical movies, there's something about going and like having a choice. It's like, dude, I hate MP3 jukeboxes. Like, I want a jukebox where like I've got a certain amount, there's stuff on it, and I get to pick from that.
Right.
When you can just pick anything, it's just too much.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Like, here are your choices this week in movie theaters. Yeah. Interesting.
These are things young kids aren't going to get to experience that most of us have. The act of ringing your friend's doorbell to see if they want to hang out instead of sending a text or calling by phone.
Right. You had to go over there. And you remember in the olden days when the ding dong would ring and you would go, oh, someone's at the door.
Surprised and if not joyful.
Right. And your mom would be like, oh, do we have company? Let me pull out the food I got for company in case company comes over. Hey, we got company. Oh, well, who is it? I mean, everything was so pleasant. Now I'm like, do not step foot on my property if you have not texted me.
I love this one because we're in radio. Hearing a song on the radio, but not knowing the title or the band name and having to wait until the DJ says, Alice at 97.3,
yeah.
I'm Jane, and that was...
Right.
I'm not Jane, but you know what I mean.
By the way, it's not even encouraged to do that anymore. Like, we never tell you who's... I could tell you who the band is. I'm looking right at it.
Well, it's on the display as well.
But so it's on everybody's display. Exactly. You look at your phone, it's on your Odyssey, you can see what you're listening to. Looking on your car, you can see what you're listening to. That was, this is, that's out.
Anyway, that was some of the fun stuff.
That's fun.
Your
I like
kids
that.
Kids will never get to experience. It's 1:49 a.m. That's weird.
Yeah, it has been since Tuesday, February 4th.
Okay.
And it's been 1:49 a.m. That's when it stopped. No reason why.
I don't know if we have Waffle House around here.
I wish we did.
Oh, so we don't.
I've not seen one.
Okay.
They might have one in Bakersfield because Bakersfield seems to have all the stuff from the South.
That
and everything.
Does feel like a place that would have a Waffle House.
Those lucky Bakersfield residents.
Waffle House is the best.
Waffle House has announced they're going to be adding a 50-cent surcharge to every single egg they sell. I'm telling this story because it is such an incredibly big, real problem. And honestly, if you're in the grocery store in the morning, go check for eggs and just buy them. Like, you should just buy them
because
they are true. And someone wrote that in and said, we were talking about eggs once before, and they said they get put out in the morning and that's the allotment for the day. So the surcharge is probably going to go beyond Waffle House. That's why I'm doing this story. There's probably tons of places that are like, we make our money on eggs, and yet we can't afford to keep people in eggs at the price that we're charging. So you're going to see eggs.
What does a dozen eggs cost at Safeway now? And what did it cost a month ago?
I can't answer those questions, but I have been making a point
Resort.
Of grabbing a carton of eggs whenever I'm in the grocery store and they're available. I also have found that gutted.
Mm.
None. Zero eggs on offer.
I think I spent $12 on eggs last time I got eggs.
That a 16 pack or is
no,
that
on a 12 pack?
Oh boy,
on a dozen eggs and
buck a piece,
it's much more than it used to be.
Right. I mean, I think of a dozen eggs as being like a $5 thing. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't really go to the supermarket that much.
Well, I can say that I know for sure the regular dozen that I would go get, they're brown eggs, they're organic, and they're about $11.
Oh.
So what are they now? I don't know, but
we
need
really
the eggs,
expensive.
You know? So
you do.
I live on eggs.
I hard boil a dozen eggs every week. What am I going to do without my eggs? But John buys the 18 packs because I go through eggs.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, I have four chickens and I have eggs coming out my ears. You may want to start putting those in some crates and bringing them over to, or packaging and bringing them over to the store.
Everybody I know who has chickens, it's one person, they want your egg cartons, you know, save your egg cartons. Although it's hard because I usually will take an egg, break it into something if I'm making, you know, scrambled eggs or something. And then I put that shell back into the egg carton and then I just chuck out the whole thing at the end. Or I put it in the compost, you know. So it's nasty is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Four chickens, though. You would have if you got an egg from each chicken every day. That's a lot of eggs. That's 28 eggs a week.
My 15-year-old and his friends binged Cobra Kai when it dropped on Netflix, and also Squid Games. That's the new version of watching Thursday Night Lineup with friends. you watch a bunch of episodes of the show.
There it is. You binge it together. I finished Squid Game last night.
Oh, good.
So I think we're going to try and start Severance tonight.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah, finally.
Hey, are you caught up on the CB Strike show?
No.
No, you even skipped a season, right? You missed last season or something? Because this season is so good.
I will love it, I'm sure. And also, someone wrote in and said, breaking news, and I didn't get to do it because we were busy. The new Strike book comes out very soon.
Oh, I've heard it's this fall.
It's about to drop.
Oh, as in sooner than this fall.
Sooner than this
Hang
fall.
Hang on, I'm going to find out because I love
According to the texter,
books.
Who knows?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about Robert Galbraith, who is it's a pen name of J.K. Rowling. Has a series of books about a guy named Cormoran Strike, and he's got a detective agency, and his partner's Robin Ellicott and Robin, and they're great. They're excellent mysteries, and there's a TV series based on them as well.
Oh,
and I think there's maybe 7 or 8 books, and I guess the next one is out. Next Strike book. Let's see if it
415 says, Vinny, there was no civilization on La Costa Road back then. Did you run all the way to I-5? No, I was coming back from I-5, but I ran down that whole road. It's miles barefoot to get to the payphone.
Oh, my God.
To call in the surf report.
It is this fall.
Oh, it is fall.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
The Hallmarked Man release date, Tuesday, September 2nd.
Is this next text possible? I am sitting next to Sarah's husband, John, as I listen live to Sarah on the radio. Too funny.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, where are you? 415?
I think he's getting his crown in today.
He's at the dentist?
He could be at the dentist.
Or is he getting a new hat? Is that what, you bought him a crown?
No. Yeah, he's getting a new tooth.
Oh, a tooth. Okay.
Whatever that's called, a crown.
Yeah. No,
got a post in there. They had to put cow bone into his head.
What? Cow bone?
Yeah, he didn't have enough bone. They're like, yeah, we'll do this.
Oh.
Yeah. It's good.
Good for him.
Yeah. I mean, he's like part cow now. It's exciting
for
lucky me.
Lucky you.
I know. You know how I love udders, so.
What's coming up? Oh, wait. That's no, not time.
Nothing.
It's
There's
game
nothing
time.
Coming up. It's
Bring
game
up
time.
The music.
Yeah. Come on, Maddie. Get going on that. Don't be a hero.
All right.
Start the music.
So this morning we dipped into some of the prop bets from the Super Bowl.
Oh, we sure did, yeah.
So I went and found a list of just all kinds of prop bets.
Oh.
And I'm going to ask you whether this is an actual prop bet that I found for this year that I found, or is it one that I made up?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So this is a glimpse into the mind of Maddie.
Okay.
All right.
The first one is Drake appearing at the halftime show. Is that a prop bet?
You made that up. You made that up.
Made up.
Sorry, folks. That is actually a prop bet.
Oh, my God. That's never going to happen.
No.
The answer is hard no. No points for us or anything, but.
The temperature at the exact time of kickoff in New Orleans. Is that a prop bet or not?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that is.
That was an easy one.
That makes sense.
Will Taylor Swift coordinate her outfit with Brittany Mahomes?
No.
Well.
No.
But they'll probably both be wearing red.
Yeah, but he's saying coordinate with her, as in get on the phone. What are you wearing? I'll wear that too.
You tell me they're not besties?
I'm telling you, Taylor Swift does what she wants and has a different sense of style than the other one. And she will not be bothering with checking with Brittany Mahomes.
So, is this made up or not made up?
Made up.
Not made up.
It is 100% made up.
Good one, Finn.
And someone pulls out in front. I don't know who.
It's you. 2-1.
All right.
Who will be the first player injured in the game?
Oh. Well, that's really cruel. But yes, that's real.
I would say that's made up.
That is made up.
Yay! Oh,
I'm actually glad it's made up.
Yeah.
I don't want them betting on who's going to get
hurt.
Sucky. It just felt too broad, too. There's like a zillion players. So, you'd have to name the name. I don't know. It felt like very too wide of a category.
Again, these are prop bets that I found or ones that I made up. They may exist somewhere, but they're not ones I found. Okay. The next one is, what will be the first food ad to play on Super Bowl Sunday?
That's real.
I think that's real as well.
I'm sorry. That's one I made up.
Oh, that's a good one, Maddie. Yeah.
And then finally, Drake will release a diss track about the Super Bowl.
You made that.
Made up.
Sorry, folks. That's actually a prop bet.
So now it's 2-2.
It's 2-2?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second.
Just play both our songs at once and let's get out of here. Oh, yeah. That's right. Never mind. Let's keep going. We have like 20 meetings today. Oh. What's your rush, Sarah?
Someone just texted me $6 for a dozen eggs.
Right now?
Right now.
That seems really low.
Must be overpaying for eggs.
That's an incredible deal.
Or else I just don't remember what I paid for eggs.
But all you say you paid $11 recently.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you normally pay?
No. No, because those are things that I don't get to question it.
I have to get eggs. Right.
So I just pay whatever the going rate is.
I know. I don't look. If it's something I absolutely am going to buy, no matter how much I'm going to bitch about the price.
Yeah, there's no way I'm walking away going, oh, that's an outrage. I'm not paying that for eggs.
I'm not even going to get eggs.
All right. Last one's tiebreaker.
All right.
The exact length of Super Bowl from kickoff to the final whistle.
That's made up.
What was
real?
That is 100% made up by me. I'm sorry, Sarah.
Really? That's good.
You're not wiping the floor with anybody today. Hold on a second.
Hurry up.
Pull your stuff up. We got lots of time. You got lots of time to kill everybody. Here you go, Vin.
El Campeón del Juego.
Thank you, everyone.
Oh, you're the best. How do you do it? It's amazing. Wow.
I surprise myself all the time.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen for at least an hour today on the Odyssey app so you can win $5,000. That's right. We're giving away $5,000 a day, and this is the last week of this. And don't forget, there are tickets for The Weeknd and for the Alice Escape with Bruno Mars. Keep it here all day. Jane's got you covered this afternoon. We'll see you back here on Thursday.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.